Isaiah 55, Wildlands 3. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money. You can't buy this one. You can't buy your way into this one, okay? Mammon doesn't do it. Has no money. Come, you, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. You can't buy your way into the kingdom. You can't buy the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You can't buy them. You cannot merchandise this wine and this milk that your thirst needs to be slacked, because nothing else satisfies. For those God is drawing into the kingdom, those that are written in the Lamb's book from the foundations of the earth. Wherefore, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hear, hearken diligently to me. This is God speaking now. He's talking to you straight through the word of God. And eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. What does that mean? That means if you go your own way, and you ask God for this and that, he'll give it to you, but your soul will be lean as the children wandering in the wilderness. Oh, God gave them what they wanted, and then they got leanness of souls. But if you follow after him and you delight in him and satisfies him, that which is good, you hearken, you listen to what God is saying, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, because then your thirst is slacked. Jesus said, I'll give you, to the woman at the well, said, I'll give you water, and you will never thirst again. There's something in us that those that are designated to be the children of God forever, the seed, our seed, as it says in Isaiah, your seed and your seed's seed. You keep holding up that standard of righteousness in God's word, no matter what your children or your children's children or children's children's children are doing. Say, no, this is a standard of God. This is the standard. We don't measure up. Come and repent and turn and ask God to enable you to measure up. Incline your ear. This is verse 3. And come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, see, he just reiterated what I said, because I love these passages and have been just meditating on them, and they're rich, and they're for this hour. God's going to do this work. It is a work by faith as we are obedient to listen to him, hearken unto him. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you know not, and nations that knew not. You shall run to you because of the Lord your God. They're going to come running to you because of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. Okay, now God's not speaking anymore. 6. Seek, this is the prophet speaking. Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now here's God's, now this is important. Because here we go. And in prayer, one of the prophetic visions was that there were all these seeds. And this woman saw all these seeds. And they were all being cast out. Whatever a man shall sow, he shall reap. If you sow to the spiritual, you shall reap everlasting life. If you sow to the flesh, you shall reap everlasting destruction. What you have been sowing is coming into full harvest now, okay? All right. Isaiah 55, 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Key verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And then chapter 56, 57, 58 to 59 are all the words of the Lord. I challenge you, I exhort you to set apart time. The only thing that is eternal. I saw this guy's testimony. You know, we can do works and we can do this, and but the thing, build your house, build your eternal mansion with Jesus in prayer and in his word. And read these. I'll leave these to these because now I'm going to go over to Amos, which talks about the word of the Lord in the land and what is happening. And I believe it's Amos 8.